What's up, guys? This is Coach Dominic Frazier coming to you today with another Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast. And today, we're diving into one of the most popular supplements out there. You guessed it, creatine. You probably heard it's associated with athletes and bodybuilders, but it's so much more than just that. Creatine works by increasing the levels of energy-rich compounds in your muscles, helping you lift heavier, sprint faster, jump higher, and recover quicker. It even has some great benefits for brain health and cognitive function, which we'll dive into even more. Research shows that creatine not only boosts physical performance, but also supports brain health. It supplies energy to neurons, which could improve memory, clarity, and even protect against neurodegenerative diseases. It's pretty impressive, right? And the best part, creatine has a solid safety record. It's been studied extensively, primarily creatine monohydrate, and is considered safe for healthy people when used as directed. So that goes for adults, children, and so forth. Now, if you have any underlying kidney diseases or issues or things like that, then that's a different ballgame, right? Mild side effects like water retention or stomach discomfort are manageable, right? And for the most part, have no effect on those individuals. But always check with your healthcare provider before starting any new supplement, first and foremost, right? Some things about creatine. It's one of the most researched supplements out there, right? Creatine stands out as one of the most studied and popular nutritional supplements in the world, favored by athletes and fitness enthusiasts for its proven performance-enhancing benefits and effects. How it works, right? Creatine increases the level of intramuscular and cellular creatine and phosphocreatine, which are essentially for rapidly regenerating ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the primary energy source for high intensity, short duration activities for things like sprinting, weightlifting, or an explosive movements, plyometrics, jumping, things like that. This boost in energy production helps you perform better and recover faster. Some of the major physical performance benefits, right? Creatine builds muscle strength and power. Numerous studies show creatine can significantly increase muscular strength, making it easier to lift heavier and push harder during workouts. Supports muscle growth. Creatine promotes muscle hypertrophy by increasing water content in muscle cells on that cellular level and supporting protein synthesis. It also speeds up recovery by helping reduce soreness, inflammation, allowing you to train more frequently with less downtime, right? Some of the benefits of creatine outside of the gym, right? The biggest one that I've been talking about, brain and cognitive benefits and function, right? There's emerging research suggesting creatine doesn't just support muscle health, it also supplies energy to brain cells, which may lead to improvements in memory, mental clarity, and resistance to mental fatigue. So we're looking at things like Alzheimer's and other cognitive issues there. Right? Some studies indicate potential neuroprotective effects, meaning creatine could help shield brain cells from damage and support mental health, especially in conditions like depression or neurodegenerative diseases. Is creatine safe? Now, so many years ago, there were things about creatine affecting your hair loss, making you gain weight. Is it a steroid? Things like that. Decades and decades of scientific research confirm that creatine is safe for healthy individuals when taking at the recommended dosages, right? Common side effects are mild and include gastrointestinal discomfort or water retention, which can often be managed with proper dosing and hydration. So that could be if you're taking 5 grams and you have some GI issues, you could take 2.5 grams in the morning, 2.5 grams in the evening. You can also utilize a fast digesting carbohydrate like orange juice or even better like a grape juice. As with any supplement though, it's wise to consult your healthcare provider, right? Now, one of the biggest topics with creatine is creatine for women, right? There is no relative difference of creatine for men, creatine for women. There's just creatine. I know a lot of people out there putting brandings out there that says creatine for women, creatine monohydrate, creatine HCI, if you want to use it, creatine ethyl ester. All the studies go towards creatine, right? Monohydrate, but this is where we are, all right? Concerns about it excessive muscle gain are largely unfounded, right? Creatine supports strength and endurance without causing rapid or uncontrollable muscle growth, right? It can be particularly helpful during pregnancies or aging, aiding in retaining or improving lean muscle tissue, right, and cognitive function, right? Women can benefit just as much from creatine's effects on strength, muscle recovery, and brain health as men, right? Creatine and aging muscle, right? Short-term studies show that creatine alone without resistance training may not significantly improve muscle strength or performance in older adults. However, when combined with proper training, nutrition, creatine can be a valuable tool to combat age-related muscle loss and improve overall physical function, right? So looking at things like osteoporosis and, you know, atrophy of the muscles, creatine can help with that. How to take creatine, right? There are some newer studies out as far as like the Journal of International Sports Science of Nutrition, as well as PubMed and things like that. And I will drop links down below, right? But how to take it, a common approach involves a loading phase of about 20 grams per day, split into multiple doses. You don't have to utilize the loading phase, right? The studies have come out, you don't need that, right? But you can literally just use 3 to 5 grams a day for about a month and so forth. Newer studies are also showing that creatine dosaging and what you may need it for is based off of what you weigh. So some of the studies out now are even saying you can take creatine on a basic regular dose of starting with 10 grams, right? That depends on what you're using it for, let it be brain health, gut health, or performance-based utilization, right? Now, we know that creatine is naturally found in red meats and seafood, but dietary intake alone might not provide enough for optimal performance. Note, I said optimal performance, especially for vegetarians or those with a lower intake of meat consumption, right? Supplementation ensures consistent, adequate levels to support your training and your health goals, right? Creatine, once again, is legal and not banned by any major sports organization. It is utilized as pretty much the number one ergogenic aid that is out there, right? Its widespread acceptance makes it trustworthy, safe choice for athletes and everyday fitness enthusiasts and gym population, right? Additional benefits, right? Creatine may help reduce the risk of injuries, muscle cramps, and heat-related illnesses, especially for athletes. Definitely we're looking at those summer months or depending on where you're located and where you live, right? It shows promise in medical applications, including helping manage neurodegenerative disease like Parkinson's and Huntington's, things like Sundowner syndrome, as well as aiding in recovery from injuries, right? So we know the benefits of creatine. So in my response, I believe that everybody should be using it, right? 3 to 5 grams daily, right? Remember that it comes from meats and seafoods, right? But it is definitely, definitely something in my supplementation arsenal, as well as all of my clients. 3 to 5 grams a day keeps the doctor away. All right. Once again, like we said, if you do have any, you know, underlying kidney issues or things like that, right, you can work with your doctor on that, get your blood work if need be, things like that. But there are decades and decades of scientific research confirming the efficacy and the safeness of utilizing creatine. All right. So if you have any other questions that you want to know about creatine or any other supplements, please make sure to like, subscribe, and share the podcast. And once again, this is Coach Dominic Frazier, Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast, and I'm out.